Layard's charming operetta, The Merry Widow, opened Opera Saratoga's 2018 season on Friday night at the Spa Little Theater, and was followed by a daring double bill of new works the subsequent evening. Such a juxtaposition of tradition and innovation shows the company to be in fine form. There's sumptuous music, plenty of fine singing, and lots of playful antics in the new production of The Merry Widow. A sweeping, rounded staircase serves as the grand entry point for soprano Cecilia Violeta Lopez, the coy and clever widow. A fleet of ardent suitors wearing tails fills the stage early on, and Act Three is enlivened by the Can-Can Girls. The Merry Widow can sometimes come off as so much fluff, but serious effort went into making this a tight and professional effort that made the fun times all the better. The classic operetta includes plenty of spoken word and was performed in English. Director and choreographer John De Los Santos kept things smart and lively. Conductor Anthony Barras led an orchestra that stretched across the back of the stage and played in fine fettle. Though the widow is young and appealing, there's a forbidding hint of shadow in Lopez's tone color. Baritone Alex Lawrence as Count Danilo sang with elegance and allure. Their final love duet was meltingly beautiful. The double bill on Saturday night opened with Vinkensport, or the Finch Opera, which is about an obscure sport of tallying bird calls. Each of the six competitors launches into a revealing personal monologue. The juxtaposition of mindsets and obsessions is all rather random and loopy, not unlike that Christopher Guest movie Best in Show about dog shows. The best thing about the opera was the fine young singers, who were bursting with life. After intermission came Rocking Horse Winter, based on the D.H. Lawrence short story of a little boy who mounts his rocking horse and learns the name of winning racehorses. Here, he's no longer little, but a young adult suffering from autism, as well as a needy and domineering mother. A quartet of whispering ghosts follows the poor guy around. Rocking Horse Winter would have been better served by a more vibrant and varied musical score, but conductor David Alan Miller keeps both operas in good order. Opera Saratoga will continue with Giancarlo Menotti's The Consul, a timely take on immigration, which opens on Saturday, July 7. This is Joseph Dalton for WAMC.